Hi guys, thanks for tuning in this little talk about creating a do-it-yourself photo frame. My name is Dirk and I'm software developer from Cologne in Germany. Well, if you're wondering what is a digital photo frame, this is a digital photo frame, or at least the one I created. It basically consists of an old TV screen, a Raspberry Pi 2.0, and as you can see on the side, there are some buttons connected to the GPIO to control the photo frame. Yes, why did I create my own photo frame? First of all, because it's fun, obviously, and yes, when I was looking for a commercial device, I quickly figured out that you really have to dig deeper when it comes to questions like, where do they store my private data? Do I have the freedom to decide where my private data is stored? Do they use encryption? Do I get some more information about the encryption? And what if when I want to use devices from different companies? And yes, I really didn't find a device which I liked, and so my next step was to check if there are some do-it-yourself projects or stuff like that. And yes, indeed. So what I found is a project is called PhotoOS, which is a lightweight Linux distribution aimed for creating a digital photo frame. Pretty much what I needed. And yes, I then grabbed the Raspberry Pi out of my drawer, connected it to the TV screen, and I must say, within 10-15 minutes, I got a running digital photo frame. So big thanks to Evenk for creating this nice project. And yes, as this project uses WebDHV to synchronize the photos to the photo frame, I thought, well, I don't really want to explain how to use WebDHV to everyone and configure the stuff, and thought, what is a common way to exchange photos with your family and with your friends? And I think using a messenger is a pretty common way, and everyone knows how to use a messenger. And so I thought, well, let's create a little matrix client which just joins all room invitations and downloads media posted into this room. And yes, so let's have a little look into the project. The project is implemented in Python using the Mautrix matrix framework, which makes it very easy to implement a matrix client even with end-to-end encryption. And you just have to start the project as Python module and have to provide a configuration file. So let's have a little look into the configuration. As you can see here, you have to provide some user information like user ID, home server URL, and stuff like that. And what is very important, you have to provide a list of trusted users, as the client will only join room invitations from those users, and also will only download media posted from those users. And yes, next you can configure the tool Convert, which will print text messages onto photos if you like. And yes, that's pretty much all. So let's start the client. There is also a Docker Compose file in the repository for development, which starts a matrix synapse and an element web client. So here on my left side, you can see the element web client, and on top of me, there is an empty folder which will simulate the photo frame, because the photo frame will simply show pictures from a specified directory. So yeah, I already created a room. Let's just invite the photo frame user, which I can find here. As you can see, the photo frame has just joined the room, and now I post a little photo. There we go. And the photo frame will display the picture. So that's pretty much all. I hope you got some inspiration for your projects, and I really appreciate if you have some ideas, contributions, or critics regarding this project. And of course, if you have some questions about my nice photo models, which is a do-it-yourself project as well, just leave a message, and I have to say thank you and bye-bye.